The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Not everyone can have a greenhouse in their backyard, but a cold frame is definitely a viable option. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to give you a few ideas on how you can build a simple cold frame at home. Now, a cold frame is basically a box with a clear lid on it. You're creating a microclimate that provides warmer conditions than a lot of times your daytime temperatures, or at least will protect those seedlings at night when you close the lid. So it's really pretty basic. Now, one of the simplest methods that I've seen that works fabulously well is what friends of mine did this year. They just put straw bales together, creating a square rectangle in the center, and then put an old window on top of it. It is great. They had spinach and other greens coming up as early as February, the end of February, and were already harvesting. The straw worked as a perfect insulator, and the glass top let in all that good sunlight that we get most of the year, and it really kicked things into gear. So very simple, very effective. Another way to go is just to build a simple box out of plywood. Years ago, before my carpentry skills were very good, not that they're great now, but they were even worse back then, I put together a big old box, plywood sides, flat on the top, and just set a glass lid over it. It was actually 4x8, and I or approximately that, and I used a sliding glass door. And so during the day, I would shove it to one side to open it up so I wouldn't fry everything, and at night, I would shove it back shut. Worked great. I was picking greens well past snows and well into December. So it doesn't have to be fancy. But if you do want to go with a more effective method that's going to capture the most amount of sunlight, you want to angle that lid. So, I think when we do it, it's probably a 30 degree angle or so. It doesn't have to be highly technical. It's just putting a little bit of an angle on that does allow you to capture more of the sunshine. Now, what you use for your lid depends more on your lifestyle than anything else. For years and years, I used old windows. I would just scavenge, if I found some at a store that were cheap, that's what I would buy, that's what I would use. But since having children who tend to climb on everything, I've gone with plexiglass. So far, they've held up really well. I'm sure they can crack if the boys keep climbing on them as they do, but at least I know they're not going to fall through, shatter it, and end up in the hospital. So that preference is more depending on what your lifestyle is. Another thing that you can use that's really simple is just building a frame out of wood and stapling the plastic, like a greenhouse plastic or even a visqueen. If you really don't have anything else, you can do that on top, and that will be able to let enough light in and keep the heat in too. So that's a possible way to go. Now, a simple way to build a cold frame out of plywood is just to build it and make sure you put that angle on it and then build the lid with the hinges on it to be able to prop it up during the day. Now, that's another important aspect that I really want to point out is the one danger with cold frames versus even greenhouses. Even though if I leave my greenhouse door shut on warm days, I'm probably going to fry every plant. But with a cold frame, it's even more important to watch the weather and watch that temperature because that small space, it can heat up really, really fast. I've had it a lot of times where I leave in the morning and it's cold and gray and yucky, leave it closed, and then say by noon that the sun comes out and that baby goes up to 120 degrees in no time. Now, one way to remedy that if you are gone all day are hinges or lifts for that lid that are temperature sensitive. So as the temperature increases, they'll be able to raise the lid up in order to vent it out so you don't kill everything, which is kind of counterproductive. So that's definitely a good tool to have if you're not around. Now, another type of cold frame that we tried recently was building an insulated one. We just used the 1.5-inch foam, that firm insulation, sandwiched it between a couple of sheets of plywood, painted it with a marine grade paint so it wouldn't rot, and buried it 6 to 8 inches or so in the soil, directly in the garden, and so the frost wouldn't creep underneath it. On the top is just a simple plexiglass top, but it's worked fabulously well. I do have a light bulb in it where I can heat it and keep it warmer than normal all winter long, but I didn't do this that year as an experiment. I just left it unplugged. I didn't even bother with it, and everything grew really, really well. Swiss chard came through, rosemary, let's see, cilantro, and also spinach all did really well and came through the winter with 20 below temps, no problem at all. So that's really good to know. Another medium that I'm going to try this year is using cob. Now, cob is an ancient building material. It's made out of a kind of a clay-based soil, which is what we have around here. We're not sandy. We're more clay. So you want the clay-based soil, straw, and water, and mix it together and make this chunky, muddy, slurry mix. It's basically like making mud pies, as we've all done since we've been children, and then building up and building walls. So I'm going to build walls out of the cob and then put a lid on it. And my hope and my thought is the cob walls are going to act almost like a thermal mass to be able to absorb that sun's heat during the day and then release it at night. And that'll further increase my options to be able to keep plants, say, earlier in the spring and then also later in the fall. So cob, playing with mud and building a mud cold frame is another way to go. So as you can see, there's lots of different things that you can do. And cold frames just give you that much more latitude in the spring and in the fall to extend that season, to give you more growing space, and to enjoy the harvest longer. So if you don't have a cold frame, and say you really want a greenhouse, but you know that's not an option, just put together something simple, play with it, and you'll really be impressed to see how much more you can do.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.